Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her extraordinary daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide. Enjoy.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. A very happy new year to one and all across the world. May the new year usher in good health, harmony, peace, and prosperity. This show is great to play at your celebrations with fun quotes, jokes, resolutions, and blessings. Join Beverly Nadler and myself, Coach Joyce Barry, who will motivate, entertain, and inspire you as we close out this year and strive to usher in your best year ever. Welcome to the show, health guru, extraordinary author, poet, and most of all, what's important to me, best friend, Beverly Nadler.
Thank you, Joyce. As always, it's a joy to be on this show. Joy goes so well with Joyce, and you bring joy to people with your shows. This is no exception. This is a light and happy show because that's what we want for the new year. We want to bring in joy and happiness. This past year has had a lot of, shall we say, difficulties and challenges globally, and hopefully 2018 is going to be a year of more joy, peace, health, and happiness. I'm looking forward to it anyway, and I was reading some things from your very favorite media personality, Oprah, and she had such lovely things to say about just being alive. She said, it's a wonder, this world of ours. So many diverse roads to travel, so many different ways of looking at things. And she's so right. If people make resolutions, and many people do at this time of the year, one of them is to be more tolerant of other people's ways of looking at things, because all of us bring with us each year our own personality, our own background, and whatever programming we've already had in conditioning. And it is our hope that this year we will look at things and see more beauty in a world that does have a great deal of beauty.
I just got to say about resolutions, what's interesting is I went and looked at a few New Year resolution statistics, and almost identical from year to year to year to year. When they interview all these people about their resolutions, this is the most common top 10. Number one, lose weight. Number two, get organized. Number three, spend less, save more. Four, enjoy life to the fullest. Five, staying fit and healthy. Six, learn something exciting. Seven, quit smoking. Eight, help others in their dreams. Nine, fall in love. And 10, spend more time with family. And just about every year, the source being the University of Scranton Journal of Clinical Psychology. But I have to say that I'm most proud of myself because I already handled one of the top 10, which is to quit smoking.
Yeah, how many years ago did you handle that one, Joyce?
Well, your cue, Beverly, was I didn't know you smoke, and I never smoked in my life. So, therefore, it was very easy to take out. I set you up for the joke, but, of course, you don't know that I never, ever smoked, ever.
No,
so
I didn't
therefore,
think you did, actually. You know, from the time
I appreciated the list, I say, wow, I got one handle. I quit smoking. And the truth is, I never smoked. I just want to say one more thing that I found fascinating with resolutions, and we'll talk much more about them in next week's show, is that 45% of Americans who usually make New Year's resolutions 45% of Americans usually make the resolutions. 17% infrequently make the resolutions. 38% of Americans who absolutely never make resolutions. And then 8% of the people are successful in achieving their resolutions. Folks, don't feel bad. Only 8% are successful. And then 49% have infrequent success. 24% are people who never succeed and fail on their resolutions each year. And people who make resolutions are 10 times more likely to attain their goals than people who don't explicitly make them. So it is important to have goals. Your success rate, of course, is up to you. But I just wanted to share those statistics.
They are fascinating statistics, Joyce. And I don't think they change very much year after year. There's a cartoon where one dog says to the other, what exactly is a New Year's resolution? And the other dog answers, it's a to-do list for the first week of January.
Oh, that's great. That's great, Beverly. And since you enjoyed the statistics, let me just share a few more that are fascinating. 39% of people in their 20s who achieve their resolution each year, 39%. And 14% of people over 50 who achieve their resolutions each year. But this is the best part. Resolution maintained through the first week, 75%. Past 2 weeks, 71%, past 1 month, 64%, and past 6 months, 46%. So that goes hand in hand with your wonderful quote. That fit right in with that.
Yeah. The one thing, you know, about resolutions that keeps coming up in my mind is that people create resolutions that they know that they're never going to keep, because they've been making the same resolution year after year after year, and obviously it is something which, whatever it is, that is not comfortable at all for them. And we don't continue, I mean, we humans don't continue to do things that are distressful and disturbing to us if we can avoid it. And what happens is people beat themselves up for not keeping resolutions that they had zero chance of keeping in the first place. So I find the whole thing foolish. But on the other hand, there are people who really would like to keep their resolutions, and if not necessarily a New Year's resolution, but set goals. Like you said, it's their goals and intentions, actually. And next week we will be talking about that. How do you set yourself up not to fail? How do you set yourself up so that you really can keep the resolutions? Because what happens when people make resolutions that they can't and won't keep is their self-esteem just goes down, down, down. And life is so important. In life, it's so important to feel good about yourself, because that determines how we feel about everything and everybody. So we don't want to set ourselves up for failure. And that's next week. We're going to really be talking about this. This week, we're keeping it light, fun. We've got some more jokes and quotes. And I know I'm going to talk a little bit about what I do to welcome in the new year.
And before you do that, Beverly, let me just share one last thing. For those of you who have problem with resolutions, which is about most of us, did you know that on January 17, it is decreed that it is a day to ditch your New Year's resolution. Ditch your New Year's resolution day. If there's a day to celebrate New Year's and to make resolutions for the upcoming year, then there should be a day to ditch those resolutions. That's the reason for January 17. If you haven't broken or given up on all of those New Year's resolutions, you're doing better than most of us. Maybe you're well along the way to accomplishing them. Maybe a few are already checked off on your list, and good for you. For many of us, New Year's resolutions are hanging heavily over our heads. They have become a burden, and perhaps were not such a good idea after all. Then, of course, there's the New Year's resolutions that have already been broken. If you haven't accomplished, broken, or given up on your New Year's resolutions, Jan 17 is your chance to get out from under them.
What an interesting piece of information that is. I must admit, I've seen some statistics in the past, but I didn't keep track of them as well as you did. But that one I have never seen, and I wonder how they chose January 17th. That's fascinating, fascinating piece of information.
I guess they were giving you 2.5 weeks to see where you are with it. So it's right in the middle of the month, and they didn't want you to suffer much longer. Ditch New Year's resolutions day.
How do you like that? Well, keep that in mind, folks. And on the other hand, for those who are determined that this year I am going to reach those goals and intentions, don't forget to set your calendar ready for next week's show, which is before January 17th. So we'll tell you how to keep the resolutions that are really important to you.
and I look forward to that. Beverly, I always take notes when you're on. I learned so much from you. So you made me very happy when you said, wow, I didn't know about Gen 17, so I'm glad I taught you something as well.
Oh, my dear, you teach me a lot of things. You have facts that I don't have. You know, I mean, you do that incredible type of, I guess I'd call it research, to find out things that most people are not going to find out. Who's going to spend their time? But, you know, one of the things about you that I so appreciate as my friend and more than that is your dedication to making this show, Joyce Barry and Friends, very, very special and very different from any other show that's out there.
Yes, absolutely. And keyword, and friends. And it's the friends, the authors, the business leaders, religious people that give us their take on faith, but in a non-religious way so that everyone can learn from it and enjoy it. So, yes, I'm very proud of my shows. And I have to say, I've been through many extraordinary health challenges in the last few years. But this show is the glue that holds me together, because I believe it's my higher purpose to get my message out in a very positive, uplifting, and a way that will truly make a difference.
Well said, and very, very true. You know, many people celebrate New Year's by going out and, unfortunately, getting drunk, traveling great distances. And usually this is the time of the year when there are a lot of accidents, and certainly they are preventable if people will just keep their sensibility about them and remember something that's different about driving this year, possibly began a few years ago. But a lot of people, aside from the fact that they drink too much, I personally, I don't know what you call it, a teetotaler. I don't drink. I never enjoyed alcohol. I remember as a youngster, well, I say a youngster, a teenager, wanting to be like, you know, all the other kids and trying different drinks and thinking, why would anybody drink? This is not in the least bit fun. It doesn't taste good. And then I realized it's because it helps deaden your brain, basically. And a lot of people drink because they want to forget the things that make them unhappy. But here on New Year's, what we want is to remember how important it is for us to move on for another year and to bring some more joy to ourselves and to others. And I'm just reminding people, please be sensible. If you're with a group, assign someone who doesn't particularly care about drinking to be the designated driver, or choose a cab or a driving service, something so that you're safe. People are texting while they're driving. I don't go any place on New Year's Eve. That's something I established years and years ago. I am very happy to be home with whatever members of my family might be there. Those who are not there, I do a little prayer, and literally, that they get where they're going safe and sound. But I don't go anywhere because I do not want to be out there in the rush that people are in, or trying to make sure that I'm safe. I just prefer to stay home. And when Dick Clark was, that goes back a number of years, yes, I was home watching him drop the ball. Now I think it's still Ryan Seacrest this year, watch the ball. And then, you know what I enjoy so much about New Year's and watching it on TV is, if I didn't watch it on TV, I would not see it happen in Australia. I would not see the ball drop in other countries, which I think is very, very pleasant. Plus the fact that we have so many wonderful entertainers that are on New Year's Eve on the different shows, the different channels. And I love that. I'm perfectly happy to be home and just taking in. I love to be entertained anyhow, taking in the entertainment. So I'm just, again, reminding you, be safe and sane. We talked about that, by the way, last week. the Christmas holidays. Talk about it again. Be safe and sane if you're going anyplace on New Year's Eve. And even New Year's Day, people are still recuperating. And exactly why people feel that they must, welcome in the holiday with lots of booze, I have no idea. But I'm going to say to each his own, just be careful.
Well, you gave some very, very sound advice, Beverly. I do know that this year, three channels, three superstars that I know of, Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, the comedian, Anderson, the journalist, the newsmaker, on one channel. That would be CNN. I know Steve Harvey, I believe it's Channel 11 in New York, Florida. Steve Harvey has a New Year's show. That's the second one. And Ryan Seacrest and Ryan Seacrest has his New Year's show that he inherited from Dick Clark when he used to work with Dick Clark every year on the show. Now it's his show. So you have options if you want to stay home, stay out of crowds, stay out of traffic. I've been asked the question, as a former New Yorker, did I ever go to Times Square New Year's Eve? And I don't think $1 million would get me there. I couldn't stand to feel like a sardine, not be able to move, not be able to leave when I want, not to be able to use the facilities when I want. So, no, you can never get me there. But that's not to take away from the people that come there from all over the world to celebrate New Year's at Times Square.
Do you know something? That 1904 was the first year that Times Square had its New Year's celebration. 1904, and people have been coming.
Tell me something again.
From, again, all over the, not just this country. People come from other countries. And
I said all over the world, yes.
And it's amazing to me. I did go to a New Year's celebration at Times Square. I think I was probably maybe 17, went with some friends, and I remember being there, and I remember thinking, why am I here? What is the reason? And then looking at the crowd and saying, why would all these people come here in the freezing cold just to watch a ball drop? That is absolutely amazing to me, but I felt like I have to do this. I was a teenager, I think I was 17, and I must admit that after that, I absolutely loved watching New Year's happen from my home. Now, I did go to an occasional party New Year's Eve, but never very far. That was the thing. I didn't want to travel. If I was invited to a party, I wanted it to be, as close as possible. And yes, we would, blow horns and shake noisemakers and wear hats and have a good time with just a few of the people who we're close to, rather than standing, as you said, as a sardine, when you don't have to. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and I asked him if he had ever gone to the New Year's celebration. He said when he was young, he did. He said for years. He said now it's just family. He has, in fact, three children, including twins, but older. He's not a young man. He's got, grown children. And he said one year they were so tired of the fact, and you mentioned this, not being able to use a public facility. He said that a friend of his rented a room very close to Times Square where you could look out and see everything. You could leave and get in the midst of it if you wanted to, but you had a place where you could go if you needed to use a facility. And I thought that was very clever. And he said if five of them got together and paid for the room, because I imagine on New Year's Eve a room is going to cost a large fortune, not a small fortune. But that was a clever way if one feels that they must do this. For whatever reason, that was a clever way of doing it. The first in 2008, and I don't have any statistics past that, the ball, the sphere, was 12 feet across, and it weighed 11 1,875 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. I wouldn't want it dropping on me, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. I wouldn't want it dropping on 500 people at the same time.
You're not kidding. So fortunately, the people who know how to make sure that everything, you know, is safe and sane, there's lots of them. And they make sure that at least at the spot where you are when you get there, they've got plenty of cops. They have everything roped off, and they make sure that everything is safe and sane for all of the celebrants. And these people are having a good time, so I don't even remotely put down the fact that they want to be. They're having a good time. Every time I see, you know, as I watch the TV shows these past many years, they always focus on the crowd, and, you know, the crowd is enjoying themselves, and I say, to each his own, whatever you enjoy, as long as you're not harming someone else, go to it. That's the way I feel about it. I look forward to a new year every year. I do, because it's a time, and then this is regardless of resolutions, no resolutions, it is a new beginning. And at any point, a new beginning, there's something that happens within our own physiology and our own brain telling us that, yes, we can make a difference in our own life, in other people's lives, however we want to, but we can make this year. We can forget about the past, let things go that we were hanging on to. It's a wonderful time of the year, folks. It really is. And whether you make resolutions or not, keep that in mind. The way that we think has such an impact upon our lives, such a tremendous impact upon our lives.
I agree. And what I like best about this coming year is 18 is my favorite number. And in the Jewish tradition, 18 is chai, C-H-A-I, which means good luck. So I am really looking forward to each and every day in 2018. Luck, prosperity, good health, happiness, peace, joy to one and all. And you mentioned my name with the name word joy in it. When I was young enough to know I had a name, I always loved my name because it had joy in it. And I resolved that I would be a messenger for joy and fun. And that's why when I created my technology and opened my business and had seminars, it was all under the auspices of Transfundmation. So I love the cards that have joy in it. I usually get that color paint and add CE on the Christmas and Hanukkah cards. You know, have a lot of joy this year, and I'll add CE. So I play with that with my creativity, and that's why I always love my name.
That's cool, and I want to say, I love the fact that when you send out your cards, which is always after the new year, what you're doing, in my opinion, is you're keeping the joy going because, you know, you get so many, I mean, many people get so many cards and things. It's all at Christmas or just the beginning of the year. But bringing something further into the year just keeps it all alive. My grandkids, when I send gifts for Hanukkah and Christmas, it's after the holiday. I figure they got plenty on the holiday. I'm going to send something after the holiday to keep that joy alive for them. So,
Beverly,
I
can't
love...
thank you enough for that great excuse because I am late every year. I never thought of it for that reason. I just don't get to it until the end of the year. So every year I vow I'm going to start early this year, and I should be starting this weekend to send them out.
Well,
so thank
Joyce,
you for
don't
giving
have
me
to
an
start
excuse.
Early. As far as I'm concerned, when I receive your wishes for the new year, to me, it just keeps it alive. And I think we need to do that, folks. We need to find joy. We need to find the things that make us feel good and spread that, because, again, as I said, our mind is so powerful, and all of us contribute to what's happening in the world. We send our, you know, people who know what I talk about a good part of the year, and about health and happiness, and being happy, by the way, helps you to be healthy. There's no question about that. But I talk about the fact that everything is energy, and we're energy beings, and our vibrations, the energy that we are radiating every minute of our lives, the more that we can make that energy peaceful, joyful, happy, looking forward to the future, optimistic, we are contributing to making this a better, happier, healthier world.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I believe in karma. I believe that what you put out, you get back. So put out the joy, happiness, and fun. But as I said, I can't wait to turn that calendar to see the first of the year with 2018, a very, very good number indeed.
You know, 2018 means that goes down, that becomes a two. And every year there's a meaning for that. And two, the meaning of the word two, by the way, I mean the number, is cooperation, is having friendship and relationships. It's very important. You're born on May 2nd, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you are a person that two always shines forth for you, that you want to be involved with other people, with keeping them happy, with having a connection. And two is about that. So we can keep that in mind. This is a number 2 year, and it's important for us to keep those connections, make new connections, but think of them in terms of, in one sense, we are all connected, to really bring that connection into our own hearts and feel more connected with the people who are close to us. Now, with the internet, a lot of people have lost the, I guess, not the ability, but the desire to actually speak to people. I mean, there's lots of different messages, you know, through Facebook and Instagram and all of these things, but the old way of keeping relationships, talking to people on the phone. People are texting now instead of talking, and of course they're, you don't get the same sense of what a person is feeling or thinking through texting. I don't text, but I know that so many people do, including my own family, but not to me because I don't text, but I do feel that it is a wonderful idea, perhaps in your quotes, resolutions, to be more connected to people. When I say face-to-face, that's not always possible because, you know, many people are no longer in their old home. There is a way that many people do stay connected, which is very good. When they're able to do this, it's something you can set on your phone so that you can see the other person as you speak to them. So there are things you can do, that being connected and live, seeing people, talking to them, hearing the sound of their voice, this is something that is beautiful and wonderful, and more of us need to keep that in mind.
And speaking of beautiful and wonderful, here is my all-time favorite poem in the words and the voice of Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And that was my number one poem. I'm so grateful to you, Beverly, for that gift that just keeps on giving. I share it on every single show. It touches my heart every time I hear it. And folks, if you want to be a part of making us number one, simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, you can click on follow. And just for doing that, you will get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our great friends, psychic Peter Marks, a regular once a month on a show. You're going to want to know what day he's on the show so you can call in and ask your question for a free on-air mini reading. And tomorrow, for those of you that may not have a party to get you, Joyce Barry and Friends, we are hereby inviting you to our New Year's Eve party with Kirk Fitzpatrick and his celebrity friends. So do listen to our show tomorrow. If you can't hear it early in the day, you got 24 hours every day, anytime, to download it, to share it with friends. The show is really going to be fun when Kirk comes with his celebrity friends New Year's Eve. It doesn't get much better than that. Back to you, Beverly Nadler.
Wow, that is wonderful. What a delightful thing. He is an amazing Kurt, he is amazing with his gift and the voices, and he's just so clever. And, of course, Peter is a dear friend that you introduced me to, and he's the real deal. When I say the real deal, there are people who are out there pretending to be psychics. Peter is the real deal. So a mini reading is a wonderful gift that he brings to people every single month. So, yeah, you know, every single show is available. All you need to do is go to Joyce Barry and Friends, look at the menu, figure out what topic you want. We cover almost everything, really and truly, anything to do with health, spirituality, even some things on the political scene, and there's humor. Every holiday we've got shows. It's just the most unique and extraordinary gift that you bring to people. And I had tremendous joy in writing that poem, which came suddenly. I wasn't even thinking about writing a poem, and all of a sudden these words started coming to me, and then I decided, wow, I got to finish this. And it was probably the fastest poem I ever wrote, probably because I was totally inspired. So I thank you for acknowledging it, and I truly acknowledge you and all that you bring. And I know that one of the things that you bring, that you have many quotes and quips and jokes. I just have a few, and I want to share a few of them now, and then I'd love you to share yours, because you always have such wonderful humor to add. And as we go into next year, we want to bring some real humor to the show, and you have the gift. In fact, I used to go to your humor workshop you were talking before about.
Play shop. I never used
goodness,
the word
and
workshop.
I called it a workshop. Absolutely. Humor Play Shop, and it was such a wonderful, wonderful event in New York. And after that, some years later, there was your improv shows that you were doing in one of the, one of the cafes in, was it in Greenwich Village, I think?
I did courses there for years and years. I don't know which one you went to, the location. Soho, Greenwich Village, Upper New York, East Side New York, Comedy Club. So I don't know which one you went to.
I think it was Comedy Club, and we were doing improv every week. And it was
that would be
so
the Comedy
good.
Club, the New York
yeah, you,
Comedy Club on East 21st.
Yeah, as good as anybody on the Groundlings and Saturday Night Live, and you helped us to become more masterful. So that was wonderful, and it's something that I like to think back. You know, that's one of the things about the new year, is the things that distressed you in the past, let them go, blow them out, literally breathe them out, but recall the memories of the things that made you feel good, that made others feel good, maybe things that you've done or experienced or that other people have brought to you. And it doesn't have to be just last year's. I still recall how much I enjoyed those shows with you in Manhattan. They were wonderful. I do want to share.
Thank you for that, and I really miss them. So if anyone's listening out there that wants to get groups together for me, I'm always happy to get it together and do those extraordinary courses. They were all fun. The Humor Play Shop, my major course, because it was a 2.5-day weekend, but they all end in some sort of major event. They were Humor Play Shop weekend course ended in a costume party celebration. Improvs ended in improvs. When people left my courses, they didn't have the mental acumen of what to do. They had it experientially. In every course, they would be up in front of a group, public speaking, improv, creative self-expression. And the last two nights of the six-week series, they can invite anyone they wanted, their friends, and we'd have full houses. So they were before live audiences, so you can bet when they left a course with me, they were very comfortable in front of the room. They were comfortable with public speaking because they experienced it live every time.
Yes, and it was great. I mean, I have been a public speaker for many, many years, but this was a different experience, even for people who are speakers. But I was also quite amazed at how people who had absolutely no interest in being in front of an audience and were scared, how you, it's also your personality. In addition to what you shared and taught, there's a something about your personality that inspired people to get up there and just enjoy and do such an amazing job. So kudos to you, my dear. And if you don't
Thank
get
you.
To do it again, yet keep doing it in your imagination.
And that was because that it was fun is because I had as much fun as the people in my classes. I'd laugh with them. I'd play with them. So it showed, and that's why people said, you know, a lot of trainers empower others to lead their courses, but they all said that to me. It's your personality. Nobody could do it the way you do it. So thank you for picking up on that. Okay, I think you said you had a few jokes.
Yeah. And then, my dear, I know you probably have dozens, so I'm going to turn it over to you. And some of these are humorous, and some of them are just quips and quotes, but I found them kind of fun. Many Americans no longer celebrate the arrival of the new year. They celebrate the survival of the old year.
Yes.
There's
True.
Only one good thing that can be said for bad habits. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't make New Year's resolutions.
Yes, good one.
Many people look forward to the new year for a new start on old habits. The new year is when some people drop in for a call and others call in for a drop.
Yes,
the new
good
year
one.
Is like a new baby. Many changes will be necessary, some of which may be neglected. What the new year brings us will depend a great deal on what we bring to the new year. And that, of course, is not a joke or a quip. It is a fact. What are we bringing to the new year? New Year's Eve is when you take your wife out and she takes you back home. A New Year's resolution is a promise to stop doing everything you enjoy the most. Serious trouble comes when the New Year's resolutions collide with the old year's habits. A New Year's resolution is something that goes in one ear and out the other. May your troubles in the coming new year be as short-lived as your resolutions.
Very good, Miss Beverly Naver. Very good. I'll add some here. Bill Vaughn, the actor, an optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old one leaves. Charles Lamb, New Year's Day is every man's birthday. I don't know if you mentioned this one from Oprah. Cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right. Many people look forward to a new year for a new start on old habits. That by my very favorite author, my favorite of all time, Anonymous. Joey Adams said, may all your troubles last as long as your New Year's resolutions. Oscar Wilde, good resolutions are simply checks that men draw on a bank when they have no account. And again, Anonymous, a new year, oh, you said this one, I know, is something that goes in one year and out the other. I like that one a lot, too. On a more serious note, Michael Josephson said, approach the new year with resolve to find the opportunities in each new day. And I say, this is from your friend, Coach Joyce, approach the new year with resolve to find the miracles in each new day. And that is how I feel. I love miracles. I have many books on miracles. I so believe on them, and I love to hear other people's miracles. Folks, you're always welcome to send an email to Coach Joyce and share your miracles. I love miracles, believe in them, appreciate them, and look forward to them coming. I want to say the miracle I'm looking forward to very much this year, I'll state it publicly, so maybe the forces of the universe will bring it to me, and that's to have the car pull up with all the balloons that I won Publishers Clearing. I actually have a belief that I'll win it, so there you go. I'm letting you be the first to know.
Well, you have won many, many contests. I mean, that is something that is amazing to me, how many contests you have won in your life, and you have a friend and you that also wins contests, and your sister wins contests, so you're obviously...
And that's very true.
Yeah.
I was talking about thousands in New York. That was my hobby where I had more time, and we won. All our vacations were paid for every year. We're talking Hawaii, Jamaica, Sandals. We won a trip to Italy. Never got around to taking that one, but we did win it nonetheless. The biggest prize ever in my family, we won our computers, all of that. My sister won a new BMW, so that was an extraordinary prize. We won our out-of-town trips, major sports events, so yes, that's true. However, I never won the lottery. I never won Publishers Clearing. So I'm making 2018 the year of good luck, the time to win that. Okay, Beverly, you know, I know we're winding down and we have a lot to go. Let me share a poem first, and I know you're going to have your poem, but I really like this by Joanna Fuchs. My happy new year wish for you is for your best year yet. A year where life is peaceful and what you want, you get. A year in which you cherish the past year's memories and live your life each new day full of bright expectancies. I wish for you a holiday with happiness galore. And when it's done, I wish you happy new year and many more. I really like that, Joanna Fuchs.
It's a
you
lovely,
want to share yours now,
poem.
Beverly? Yeah,
I said it's a lovely
so.
Poem.
Yes, I said thank you. I that's why I chose that. But you always have an extraordinary one as well.
I do have a poem. And happy holidays. It kind of covers the whole holiday season in a way. I did want to mention something. As you were talking about miracles before I get to my poem, we did a show 2 weeks ago, and we had a lot of miracles on that show. It was called Christmas Blessings and Miracles, and people can tune in to that show and just hear some of the wonderful miracles. Christmas, they particularly were talking about those that happened around Christmas, but it doesn't have to be that. It could be any day of the week.
The show is on December December 14 in our archives, but Beverly, it was Hanukkah blessings and miracles.
Oh, okay.
I don't
right
believe
you are.
Hanukkah blessings and miracles in our archives, December 14. And then Hanukkah itself was the miracle of Hanukkah. And you can hear that story and why it was a miracle. And we also did some extraordinary shows last week. December 18, Father Brian McWeeny and Rabbi Joseph Potasnik, holiday heroes. They're brothers in faith, and I use them often as role models about supporting each other. Rabbi Joseph goes to Christmas Mass every year. Father Brian goes to Passover services, Hanukkah services. I love their relationship, and it's truly inspiring. And Beverly did do a show on Christmas. That the particular one she referenced was Hanukkah. But the following week, December 21, she did Happy Jolly Merry Christmas. So there you go. Right show, just it was a different date.
You're right, right you are. And, of course, the show, the happy, I love that one, Christmas show, we shared that equally. You had so many delightful things to bring to that show. And, you know, talking before about making this holiday, the joy of the holiday last throughout as long as you want to go into the year, make it last, I highly recommend tuning into some of those shows, starting your day with some of those shows. If you listen to each of these shows each day, Joyce has something wonderful. But you do also, you can keep the joy of the holidays with you as long as you want to, and we really recommend that. Again, as I said,
wait, Beverly, before you go ahead with Beverly, before you go ahead with your poem, while you're referencing that, I have to tell you that my favorite shows for the holiday, truly my favorite, was the one Tuesday this week and Wednesday this week. They're my all-time favorites. On Tuesday, December 26th, in our archives now, is an exclusive interview with Santa Claus. I had to go to the North Pole to get that interview. It is so fun, so delightful, everything you wanted to ask Santa. Wednesday, December 27th, yesterday, I went to the North Pole. Actually, I stayed over that night because Wednesday I did an exclusive interview with Mrs. Santa Claus. Those two shows are my all-time favorites because I had the exclusive and nobody could get to them while they were so busy at this time of the year getting all the toys ready. So there you go. It was December 26 and 27. Of course, that was after they had time to deliver the gifts for Christmas Eve and all of that. And on a more serious note, on Monday I did a show with Father Brian McWeeny, Rabbi Eric Greenberg, and an intro by Rabbi Joe Potasnik. Again, it was called Merry Magical Christmas, but again, it was about brothers in faith, different religions, because that's one of my goals, to have everyone appreciate each other for the differences, recognize each other for the differences, instead of being upset that they're, what they believe in is different than what you believe in, but rather to acknowledge and welcome the differences. Okay, Beverly, back to you.
Well, I want to thank you for reminding people of all of those wonderful shows that you've had and inspiring them to go to this website, Joyce Barry and Friends, and tune in to some of these shows. Guaranteed they will lift your spirits and keep the holiday joy with you for many, many days or weeks to come. So kudos to you, my friend. The poem is Happy Holidays. This is a wonderful time of the year. People are happy and full of good cheer. Children are wide-eyed and easily delighted, and adults are bright-eyed and easily excited. The air crackles with joy while carolers are singing. Hearts are peaceful, and we hear the church bells ringing. It's the time of the year when we're loving and caring, when hearts are open and genuinely sharing. When we look forward to what the future will hold, eager to see the new year unfold. We give thoughtful gifts and joyful wishes to one another, including gifts for less fortunate sisters and brothers. Yes, at this very special time of the year, we feel hope and faith, and we let go of fear. Maybe it's snowing and everything is glistening and white. Maybe it's sunning and everything is glistening and bright. We gaze at the wonders that surround us, filled with deep emotion. We trim the tree, light candles and pray, filled with deep devotion. It matters not your race, creed, or religion. At this time of the year, we make a decision to bless whatever we experience in the past and promise ourselves the new year will be a blast. We let go of regrets and leave behind our history as we prepare for a new year filled with blessings and mystery.
Amen to that, Beverly. It was wonderful, as always. Your poems are absolutely amazing, delightful, and most special. I want to leave you with some New Year wishes. May your hair, your teeth, your facelift, your abs, and your stocks not fall. And may your blood pressure, your triglycerides, your cholesterol, your white blood count, and your mortgage interest never rise. May you get a clean health bill from your dentist, your cardiologist, your gastroenterologist, your urologist, your proctologist, your podiatrist, your psychiatrist, your plumber, and the IRS. So I wanted to leave you with those funny Happy New Year wishes. And on a more serious note, some holiday reflections from John Bell, one of our favorite guests as well, the voice of reason, his holiday reflections.
Funny how every once in a while we start reflecting on life. Has it ever made sense? Will it ever make sense? We wonder why we spend so much time doing things we have to do, and so little time doing the things we really want to do. We spend so much time with people who add nothing to our lives, and so little time with people we love. We acquire too much that's only temporary, and too little that has lasting value. We face new challenges, but with old ideas. We open and close our hearts at the wrong times, often letting in sorrow and excluding joy. We figure out the answers, but long after it's too late to solve the problems. And yet, we rise each morning, ready to fill another day with our hopes and dreams and aspirations, determined to make it all different, to do it better, do it right this time. Our dreams are filled with hopes for brand new tomorrows. Langston Hughes said, "Hold fast to your dreams, for if dreams die, life is but a broken-winged bird that cannot fly." We must all hold fast to our dreams, so that even when our wings are broken, our spirit is not. Happy holidays.
And a really warm and happy holiday from us. Beverly, what message do you want to leave people with today?
You know, I think we've said it all, Joyce. And John Bell's, whatever his wishes were, extraordinary. What he had to say was so true. Have a happy, healthy, sober, and wonderful New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and the rest of 2018 to all of you. That's my wish for all of you.
Amen to that. And here's my wish and special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And I do believe that 18 is the year for miracles. It's a very, very good number. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. And we always want to make you happy. And we can do that right here, right now, if you join us by singing along, dancing along, and laughing along to the Joyce Barry Mash. Happy New Year.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day. And listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.